Outlaw, Mark Dane, Book 6, written by James Swallow, and read by Colin Mace. The house in the photograph was little different from the others facing the ocean, along the breezy stretch of Cape Cod's coastline. Each home they passed resembled something constructed out of the same kit of parts, uniformly 2 stories tall, sporting shingled roofs turned brown-grey in the dying daylight. Spotless white close-board fences hemmed in unimaginative lawns and the occasional topiary ball of greenery. Trees, where they were, stood spindly and low to the ground, forced down by the constant wind off the sea. Vehicle headlights illuminated them in brief, skeletal flashes as the bulky, black Cadillac SUV negotiated turns on the unmarked road. Hiroshi Saito studied the picture of the house on his smartphone, the device strapped to the inside of his forearm in a pouch. He flicked the screen with a gloved finger, and the image swiped away, replacing it with the face of the target. The new photo was something from an official document, perhaps a passport or a security ID, and it made Sean Harlow look washed out and old. Saito's briefing said the man was in his late 40s, but the image aged him another decade. He had deep-set eyes and a long gaze with no focus. Did Harlow know someone wanted him dead? Saito tried to put himself behind that face and see things from his perspective, to understand what sort of man he was. It would help when the moment came to kill him. Saito darkened the smartphone screen, covering it with the cuff of his windbreaker, and concentrated on letting his vision adapt to the evening gloom. Inside the SUV, the only light came from the dashboard dials set to night mode red. The splashes of crimson over the assassin and the other men riding with him gave their faces a faintly demonic cast. The Japanese man was the smallest of them, a spare but solid figure of below average build with a round and inexpressive face. In the seat next to Saito, the driver, who hadn't uttered a word since the team had gathered in Fairhaven 2 hours earlier, now broke his silence. Next turning. 1 minute out. He pointed with a finger over the steering wheel. He had a low New England drawl and a face that was all hard angles. The driver's manner suggested to Saito that he had been police at one point in his life, before circumstances drew him into a darker profession. They shared a similar origin. In the back of the Cadillac, the other 2 members of the kill team zipped up their jackets and checked their pistols. Both were broad and muscular. One man sported a dull white scar on his narrow chin, and the other man had a heavy Neanderthal brow. They had an air of boredom, as if participating in this was somehow beneath them. It made Saito frown. He'd expected the usual protocol on arrival in Massachusetts, but it was not to be. Typically, Saito would lead a unit of private contractors sourced from the Moscow-based mercenary group his paymasters favoured. Admittedly, he disliked the Russians for their coarse demeanour, but he respected their skills. These men worked directly for one of the committee, for the American, and they were coloured by his arrogance.